Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx, here in New York City. In my mind and my heart still stewing on the loaded and packed scripture readings that we had from the 24th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and I just wanted to share some of those thoughts with you all, hopefully to offer you a little bit of guidance and strength during this week, particularly during these rough times in the church here in the United States of America. So, as I was wrestling with those readings, and I'm talking, it was Mark 7, who do you say that I am? James chapter 2, the part where faith without works is dead. And then Isaiah 50, the verses dealing with sort of Isaiah dealing with his identity as a prophet. And one of the things that came through quite loudly, to me at least, was the concept and virtue and gift of faith. Because yes, my brothers and sisters, faith is a virtue. And a gift given by God. And like all God's gifts, it is always our choice to receive, open, use, and share it. We need to share these gifts that we have been given. One of the images I know for myself I always find helpful for understanding God's gifts is the image of the seed, an image that we see regularly throughout the scriptures. A seed needs to be planted and cared for, but the seed itself always grows in two directions. In order for it to really be realized and become the plant that is meant to be. A seed first begins to grow down into the soil, to strengthen and support itself and the earth around it. But it also grows up to receive the light and of the sun, to give itself nourishment and etc., but to also participate in the world. Faith, yes, is like a seed. God plants this seed in our hearts at our baptism. Over our lives, this blessed gift grows down into the deep soil of our hearts to strengthen and support us in our relationship with God. But this seed, as it becomes a plant, can't merely stay within our own hearts, sort of locked away. Thus, the words from that reading of the letter of St. James that we heard at the Mass is of the utmost importance. The seed of faith is nourished primarily by the flowing waters of God's love. For those waters and the warmth of our human heart, of course, faith grows and as a plant participates in the world around it. So must our lives of faith also too. Our lives of faith must be active in the world for our faith to be fully realized. You know, plants nourish and offer shade and protection to so many different things in nature. And our faith must likewise do that in our communities, wherever we may reside. By our faith, strengthened, of course, in God's love, we must go out into the world and be like God. Our faith becomes fully realized and manifested when we nourish the hungry and clothe the naked, care for the suffering, and protect the vulnerable. Through his letter, James is reminding us what Christian faith is. Faith locked away in the heart will become like a vine, my brothers and sisters, a vine that squeezes and smothers the life all around it as it consumes everything it touches. James was right to write that faith without works is dead. And the death he was talking about is the death of the individual who hides away his or her faith, thinking foolishly that they are being the holy one that God has called them to be. I will not sugarcoat my words, nor have I thought I've ever really sugarcoated my words in my podcast, but the growing process in faith is hard and may take us to places to care for folks we do not like. We are called to love everybody and may not necessarily like them, though. I know during my time of formation, I met a few people, a few folks that I did not particularly like, nor did I really trust. But when the time for charity came, the Lord made it possible for me to respond. As our tree of faith, this beautiful little plant, grows from a seed into the world, there will be conflicts. Not everybody will like it. Not everyone likes to see faith lived out in the public light. That is why the words of the prophet Isaiah that we heard, and I believe it was chapter 50, are so important today. Today being the moment in our lives. Isaiah is telling us what it means to be a prophet of the Lord. Prophets were not treated very well by the people. All you have to do is spend 5 minutes with any one of the prophetic texts of the Old Testament to see that. But why? Why weren't they treated very well? It's important for us to know that prophets did not necessarily predict the future. That's not what they were about. Instead, they came to call for changes in the present moment. To call for change. People don't like to change. Isaiah tells us of the great intimacy that exists between a prophet and God, because a prophet can only be a prophet in relationship to God. That is why Isaiah tells us that his help is in the Lord God. False prophets, of course, will always seek help and comfort from those around them to support them in a life of their own making, usually of one of comfort and etc. To live out one's faith in a world that is growing more hostile to open to people living the faith openly and pretty much Christians acting like Christians in public, as we are called to by the Holy Spirit, this life of being an active Christian in public is itself a prophetic act. This is only possible through the very support that God gives us through this gift of faith. And this living out faith leads us finally to the encounter we are having with Jesus today in that gospel. I know for myself, these past few days, I've just been going back to it. We are the disciples of Jesus. And so he continues to ask each of us the question just as he did the disciples back then. That question being, who do you say that I am? How we answer this question is of the utmost importance. It was through the answer of Peter that Jesus is the Christ that Jesus started to take his apostles, his close disciples, into a deeper understanding of what it means for him to be the Christ. Christ wants to take us into that deeper relationship and understanding also, but our answer to his question shows him, the disposition and the openness of our hearts to him. Also remember, we answer this question with both our words and our actions, both and, not either or. We must profess Jesus as our Christ for us to remain in the Holy Spirit, the very love of God. But we must also live like Jesus to give that testimony that he gave to the world on behalf of the Father. So, like Christ, we must deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow him. An impossible act if it was merely based on our own strength. But by the faith of God, all things are possible. Remember the words of Jesus. He speaks about faith just a little bit later in Mark's Gospel, I think chapter 8 or 9. But he says, everything is possible to the one who has faith. Everything is possible to the one who has faith. So in this faith we have received, may we not have fear, fear that we may be called to die like the seed does in the ground. Because through the gift of faith, Jesus will also speak to us just as he did to Bartimaeus, who we meet soon in the 10th chapter of Mark's Gospel, Bartimaeus being that blind man. And when Jesus walked by him along the way, upon hearing the plea of Bartimaeus, Jesus told that man, go your way, your faith has saved you. And like Bartimaeus, who embraced and followed the way of Jesus, we too need to continue to follow the way of our Lord, which is made known to us by faith in him. Faith, yes, that will lead us through a dark and broken world, but can never be overcome by that world, for it carries with it the light of God itself. That light, of course, transforms the world in its love. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to subscribe to this podcast. Also, make sure to visit my website, thefrankfryer.com. There you can find links to my YouTube videos, articles I've written for the Catholic Stand, blog posts, and you can also send an email to me. Or if you're discerning a vocation, there's a vocation tab there also. Thank you for your time, and know that I'll be praying for you.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.